Gotta go fast!
You're listening to Play for Tempo, Hearthstone in 30 minutes or less with Schwal and Steven Sensei.
Oh, this is gonna be fun!
Dark Moon races sing a song, doo-da, doo-da, Dark Moon races all day long, ong da doo-da. Okay, so, spoilers. So, apparently there was a leak that I just found out about. I've been out of the loop because of work stuff this week. I just got home. I'm taking a look, and this comes across my news feed of an article that was published early. Who made the boo-boo? The boo-boo was made by Windows Central.
Yeah, someone I'd never heard of.
Yeah. So Windows Central, someone there had information and they prematurely published a press release about the new 35 card set expansion.
Yeah.
Oops. So this is only one source. We are assuming this was a leak. That article published by Windows Central has been taken down. It's no longer available. But let's go ahead and assume it's correct. So we have some information, if the leak is true. Indeed. And that is the 35 card mini expansion is going to be called Dark Moon Races. Not quite sure what that means. And it's coming this week on Thursday.
I guess the Dark Moon Fair has a go-kart track?
Go-kart in Hearthstone. Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So coming Thursday, so that's January 21st, if this is correct.
Yeah.
We will see a return of dual class cards and Spellburst. What do you think about these mechanics? I like Spellburst. I think Spellburst is well designed to be able to throw a minion out on board and then get some additional value by doing things that you probably want to do anyway. Dual class seems like it to me was a miss that we got dual class cards that only get played in one class.
Yeah, I agree. Spellburst is good. I'm happy to see that come back. Dual class cards, like the cards themselves were all fine. Mostly, you know, it was just that the dual class thing didn't happen much. But, you know, even if, like, they see play in one class, that's fine.
Yeah. So, and then along with this, Battlegrounds is going to get two new heroes. The teaser image I see on the other site that's reporting about the leak that was since taken down looks like George and Carl dressed up as paladins, or at least, like, Silverhand recruits with, like, corrupted turkey legs and things. I don't know. I'd love to see George and Carl in the Battlegrounds. That'd be fun.
I think George is already in.
Are they? I haven't played Battlegrounds in a long time. I'm hearing it's good. I was listening to Coin Concede, and I guess the Battlegrounds is in a really good state right now, but I don't play enough Battlegrounds to know.
Yeah, I've actually been playing it lately. It's pretty good.
Okay. So, at the same time, Dark Moon Races cards will be added to the arena. Hooray, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if the arena is balanced. I don't know if anyone's playing arena anymore. And they'll also go to duels, which is good that they'll be in the pool that we can use there. Duels will also be getting new hero powers for all of the classes and three new treasures. So, a shakeup to duels, which I think duels desperately needs right now.
Oh, yeah.
And if this is all true and this happens, then maybe next week, maybe we'll have some new duels decks to talk about. We don't know.
Yeah.
Now, we also found out what is in this expansion, and it's a little heavy. So remember, these cards are being added to existing Dark Moon Fair packs, so you can open them by opening packs after this patch goes live. And out of it, if you want to get the full set, you need to pull four legendaries. Oof, that's a lot of legendaries.
Yes, more than I was expecting.
Yeah, and two copies of the remaining 31 cards, which we do not know what the rarity distribution on those is.
That's a little much. That's a little much.
Yeah, it's a little on the heavy side if you are free to play and you are, well, I'm not even free to play, and I've been saving my Dark Moon Fair packs coming into this, and even looking at what I've gained from playing duels and things like that, I'm like, I'm probably not going to be able to pack all of these with what I have. Yeah. This is going to need some investment. But, and this is the exciting part, there's also a rumored pricing for a bundle for this.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, it's a Hearthstone bundle. So that bundle means that we're going to get like 20 Dark Moon Fair packs and a free legendary, something like that, to make it kind of be better. No, that's not what this bundle is being rumored as being. The rumored pricing is the bundle will be $15. Okay. Also available to buy with in-game gold for 2,000 gold.
That's nice.
Okay. You have my attention. So $15 doesn't seem unreasonable. It seems like what they've done with most kind of bundles that we get here and there.
Yeah.
2,000 gold, great. We can actually use those resources we've been earning on the reward track. It will be available until May 11th, which I think we need to be thinking about that date.
Yep.
For other things, and we can talk about that in a minute. But the great part about this is the rumored bundle is this $15 or 2,000 gold gets you the entire 35 set card expansion. That will get you all four legendaries and two copies of all the other cards.
That is a hell of a deal.
That's a screaming deal. I am stoked about that. Especially, I mean, as a whale, the $15 is like, yeah, I'll throw that at Blizzard just, you know, any day of the week because, oh, there's a new hero skin, $15 here, Blizzard, take my money. The fact that they're also going, or you can buy this with gold, so they're not locking out free-to-play players, and frankly, four legendaries and then two copies of the other 31 cards for 2,000 gold is a heck of a deal. I'm really happy about that.
Absolutely agreed. I'm like, the moment that comes out, 2,000 gold is leaving my account.
Yeah, and like, again, whale problems. And I'm having the whale problem of, do I save my gold or do I spend $15? Or do I just go ahead and drop gold on this? And I'm thinking, I might just drop the gold because...
Yeah, honestly, this is like one of the best ways to spend gold you're ever going to see.
Yeah, I mean, this would be only 20 packs of cards if you were saving your gold to buy card packs. There's no way you're going to pull four legendaries and then the rest of the set out of 20 packs.
Yeah.
You might pull the other 31 cards, but you aren't pulling all four legendaries in 20 unless you have an insane opening rate.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm stoked if this leak is true. Like,
same. I want to see the cards, but yeah, all the other stuff seems amazing. I'm really happy.
So a couple things to guess. When are we going to hear anything official from Blizzard? If this is happening on Thursday, I'm guessing we might hear something no later than Tuesday.
Yeah, I would assume Monday or Tuesday.
And I also wonder, like, because it's purchasable with gold, does that mean that we're going to see another patch on Thursday to make that live and active? Or do you think it's something they just throw into the store?
I think that might be part of the Tuesday patch. We're expecting a patch on Tuesday.
Yeah, so if we get the... I think you're right. I think we'll get the patch on Tuesday, and then they will be able to data mine all of this for sure, but then it won't actually... appear in the store until they decide to push the button and make it go live.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. It's also possible there was like a patch planned for Tuesday that they just delay to Thursday. That's also possible.
Yeah. But expect a patch one way or the other this week and possibly new cards and a shakeup and probably the best deal Blizzard's ever. I think this even beats the like new player bundle.
It's close. It's certainly close.
I'm curious. It's really close.
That was like $5 for 10 packs and a legendary, right?
I'm going out right now. And of course, things are slow. That's normal.
But like, if we're comparing it to that pack, that's a really good deal.
Yeah, because I mean, that's considered one of the best deals around.
Yeah.
Okay. Madness of the Dark Room Fair Battleground. All right. Scroll all the way through all of the random stuff, all of the packs. Claim your free Witchwood adventure. Claim your free Boomsday. Yeah, no. Rastakhan's Rumble, Grand Tournament. So many card packs. All pretty. League of Explorers. Okay, League of Explorers. So if we were to compare this to one of the old adventure content, so Nax, Blackrock Mountain, League of Explorer, One Night in Karazhan.
Oh, this is a much better deal.
Those had roughly the same amount of cards.
Yep.
Give or take. The cheapest of those and I'm going to do rough conversions because I'm seeing everything in Japanese yen. The cheapest of those is about $25 to $30.
Yeah.
This doesn't have single player content attached to it, but it's only 15.
Yeah. I think the cheapest, if I remember right, Kara was $20 US.
I think
that was the cheapest. And keep in mind, that was 20 US dollars or like 6,000 gold. It was something ridiculous. So 2,000 gold is an incredible deal.
Okay, yeah. The welcome bundle for new players, if you buy the... And if you are a new player and you're listening to us, I don't know how you found us, but thank you.
Yeah.
And you should definitely go buy... Well, I cannot recommend that you buy the welcome bundle because it's all classic packs and we don't know that what's going on with that.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That used to be the go-to of you should go get this. And it was 10 classic packs and then a random legendary dragon card from classic now.
Yeah.
For about $5 or $6.
Yeah. That's pretty close to this bundle.
Yeah. This might be slightly more expensive, but you're also pulling four legendaries out of it. This is... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited.
I am very excited.
I think the other thing... So again, this is all conjecture based on a leak that may or may not be true. We don't know anything for sure, but this is what we're anticipating.
Yeah.
The next thing I want to talk about, looking at this, if we assume it's true, that this bundle is available until May 11th.
That sounds about when the new set would come out based on the new schedule.
Wait, May would be after the new set traditionally.
Oh, you're right.
Did I write that down wrong?
I keep doing that backwards. I keep thinking the month next to April, that's May, right? No, it was March.
Because we should be getting a new set in March. Let me double check. No, they're saying it's available until May. So that's interesting.
Huh. Maybe is May 11th the planned, you know, mid-expansion set for the next set?
Ooh. Ooh, you might be onto something there. Because if we get the new set in March.
Yeah.
You have middle of March, middle of April, beginning to middle of May. Mid-set expansion, if you're basing this on a mid-set expansion to mid-set expansion rotation.
Yeah, I think that math works.
Yeah, that does work. That absolutely works because now we have this coming out in, we're going to call it the middle of January.
Yeah.
We know that if everything's moving up, instead of April, we're going to have rotation and all of the new stuff in the new set in March.
Yeah.
Let's say the middle of March. 2 months into a 4 month cycle puts you at the middle of May. That's May 11th.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. So we're going to call it right now. If this leak is right and we're basing putting all of our gold on the line for, or at least 2,000 of our gold on the line, we're going to see another mini expansion. We're going to see another mid-set expansion, and we're going to see it in the middle of May, which means that we're going to get our next expansion in the middle of March.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that seems reasonable.
So some news, but not news. Some I don't want to say fake news, but some unconfirmed news.
Unconfirmed news. That's the good way to put it.
Unconfirmed news, and if it's true, we're gonna have some stuff to talk about next week too, because we'll be getting this with and have like 2 or 3 days to mess around before we talk again.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm hyped.
Me too.
Okay, now, can we publish this and get this out before all the other podcasts? That's the real trick.
That's on you, but go for it.
I will do my best. That's a challenge. I see you. I see you, Squelch. I see you, Matt. Why, Matt? You know what? Actually, I don't know that Matt's involved. Maybe, is it Dano that's their editor? I don't know, but whoever's doing your editing, we're going to beat you to the punch on this one.
They did just release an episode like a day ago, so I think we might beat them this time.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Wow, well played.